Today on Faith Matters, we're going to be talking about the Master Seminary and the coming convocation and why it takes a church to raise up and send pastors. I'm Dan Jarms.
And I'm Seth Weber.
And Faith Matters is a podcast for Faith Bible Church, talking about matters for Faith Bible Church itself, and also about matters of the Christian faith. This week, we've had to make a little bit of a change. We were going to jump into talking about critical race theory and issues of prejudice that still exist. And we're going to push that back a little bit. We want to get the issue right, so we're still working on our side of things. The other thing is we have a really exciting thing coming up this week with the beginning of another seminary year, and we're going to have a convocation with Dr. Nathan Busnitz coming to speak at church, and we want you to know all about that. Faith Bible Church, we've long had an ability by the sheer grace of God alone to invest and train in leaders. We do it at every level, from children's leaders to small group leaders, but we feel obligated and called also to train up high-level leaders, elders and pastors, and even send some of those to mission field. And this last week at Faith Bible Church, we commissioned and ordained Joe Gruey as he and Hannah are going to Spain. And so we have long wanted to do that as a church. And that sets the pattern. Why would we do that? Why would churches raise up and send pastors? Why don't we just have seminaries do that? We do that because the New Testament lays out this roadmap. The Church of Antioch, every really good church wants to be an Antioch-like church. The city of Antioch, where a bunch of Christians fled after the persecution, were so bold at the gospel that they impacted their whole region. So they were planting churches around their region. The Apostle Paul ends up there as well, and he becomes an elder at the church. Probably a good idea to have an apostle as an elder. But listen to Acts 13, 1 through 3. Now they were in the church at Antioch, prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So, you know, every church feels this worldwide obligation. So not only our own neighbors, but we also want to send qualified or gifted men for that. So we've long aspired to be an Antioch-type church. So here's how the Master Seminary plays into it. Antioch was a regionally influential church and an internationally influential church by the grace of God. The way they were preaching the gospel, there were many churches planted around Antioch as a result. Well, you have to train leaders for that. And this is where the Master Seminary comes in, because it takes a high-level training or in-depth training to have somebody who can train other pastors to train other pastors. You can know enough of the gospel in 10 minutes after being saved to bear witness to Christ. Like, mm-hmm. anybody can do that. But yeah. In order to teach the whole Bible and teach the gospel through as the Bible unfolds it, you need some theological and training. So the seminary works out really well. Are there any examples of seminary in the Bible? Well, not like ours, but there is a prototype in Acts chapter 19. And in the city of Ephesus, Paul goes to preach. The doors are finally open for him to preach in Ephesus. And it says for 2 years, he taught the believers in the school of Tyrannus. And as a result, the whole of Asia heard the word of the Lord. So the school of Tyrannus, he teaches probably during the heat of the day, during siesta time, and he teaches these guys. And in 2 years, all of Asia has heard the gospel. And they're not all saved yet, but when we go to Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the seven churches, mm-hmm. all seven churches, you have Ephesus and six others, and there's some others not mentioned there. All of those, Colossae and so on, were planted from the people who were trained at the school of Tyrannus. Mm. So here you have this prototype of a seminary. So when we pull together a seminary with common convictions, biblical doctrine, philosophy of ministry in the life of the local church, we have just hit the ideal for the high level. Like, we can send out well-trained men That's super exciting for us. You can play a part in that, not just by praying, but getting to know these students when they're here, asking them lots of Bible questions. And a dear saint, Lonnie Weihauser, when I was decided to go to seminary, Lonnie and Brian said, you know, one of our jobs we feel like is to train our pastor to be a pastor. Like that was just the right mentality that they had. And so they gave me all kinds of opportunities so that I could exercise my gifts. That's what you can do as a believer at Faith Bible Church.
I've got a couple announcements for us this week. First, for anyone who's involved or considering being involved in children's ministry, there is some children's ministry training days coming up. There are two dates, both Wednesdays, August 25th and September 1st. Those will be in the evening at 6:30 p.m. You only need to attend one of them, so you just pick one and register at fbchurch.org/training. And again, those dates are August 25th and September 1st, so you can go to the website and get registered for just one of those. Also, quick save the date, we've got a worship night coming up Sunday, August 29th, so that's going to be just a few weeks from now, Sunday, August 29th at 6:30 p.m. Save the date, come worship with us, it's going to be an awesome time.
Today in the studio, I have Ian Rush, who is my partner in the Master Seminary Spokane. I have this title of Associate Dean, which makes me feel like I get really something important. I get no money for that, so it's a great title. Ian is, I think the technical idea is Ian's my assistant, but like Chris Mullins before me, the guy who really runs the Master Seminary is here in the studio with us, Ian Rush. So welcome, Ian.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
What I want to talk about with Ian is the matchup of seminary or the meshing of seminary in the local church. And now Ian went to the Master Seminary and Grace Community Church like I did because we didn't have the Master Seminary in Spokane. But Ian, can you tell me what was maybe some of the standout benefit of being in the same church where the seminary was in LA?
Yeah. So at the seminary, there's only so much that you can get in the classroom. The classroom is excellent, and they take you to depths of theology and biblical knowledge that before you just didn't know existed, and that is all wonderful. They have practical training classes, but for anyone who's ever done any kind of practical training, whether it's biblical or otherwise, you know that in the classroom there's only so far you can go. There's only so much that you can talk about with examples and here's what happened to me and those types of things and Q&As and that kind of thing. But the real benefit of having the seminary on the campus of a church and having the two really intertwined is that you get to see and experience real ministry happening. They're not just like set up scenarios or anything like that, but you're interacting with real people. You're taking the things that you learn in the classroom and then applying them to real situations in real life, in your own life, in the lives of people you're in the small group with and those types of things. So there's opportunities within the church to serve and to put into practice the things that you're learning in the classroom. And then the other thing I would say is the professors at the seminary, and I know this is true here in Spokane as well, many of them down in LA are pastors. So they're in the classroom throughout the week telling us about things and training us in things that they're experiencing on a day-to-day basis in their church, whether it's through the ministry that they have on Sunday with their people and the preaching that they do, or it's the counseling situations that they obviously discreetly share the information that we need to know, and then kind of train us how to work through those situations. What do you do in this situation? Those types of things. So there's a number of things. And as well as that, it's the support of the local church as well. Because really seminary, the training of pastors, preachers, people for ministry, missionaries, that's a local church ministry. And it's true in Spokane. It was true down in LA when we were down there. It really felt like the church was on board with that vision and that mission.
I was recruited to serve in children's ministry. We end up making friends with the family. We're homeschooling and we need some friends. And immediately the church surrounds us with people to help figure out how to homeschool. We hadn't done that. We had public schooled, but we hadn't homeschooled. So suddenly there's just a surrounding set of people. Nate and Jocelyn Devaney just surrounded us with support and care, and then called on us to help think through situations. Like, because they saw me serving in the church, they figured, well, you're going to be a pastor. You act like a pastor. All of a sudden they start asking you questions like you know something, which is kind of amazing. I'm actually just in seminary. But here was the other thing. They just decided they wanted to be friends. And their kids were friends with our kids, and they said, we want our kids to be friends. And here's the sweet thing about it is we leave in 2 years, done with seminary, and they're really upset because I was offered a job to stay there, but I'd already promised to be back in Spokane. The church was supporting me, and I was on my way back. And she was so mad at me for like a week. Like, she was like, why won't you take the position here? Why are you going? Why do you seminarians always leave us?
Why are you leaving us?
Yeah, so there's a little bit of that feel. But here was what was amazing, because we were the first people they invested in like that. And once they saw that, they said, every set of years, we're going to find a family and we're going to be their family. Mm. And so about every 2 or 3 years, a new family comes into seminary and they just choose to be their friends. And now we're friends for life. The Devaneys are some of our best friends in LA. Like that's why I would want to go visit Grace Church, is to see my friends, the Devaneys, because they just said, we're going to make a ministry of being friends to families who come in. And what a powerful thing that is, because we need friends.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, I have a similar story, and it was just recent. In fact, while we were down in seminary, we got plugged into Bill Shannon's, what do they call them down there again? Like fellowship groups.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I led a small group Bible study with another friend from seminary, and the hosts of that small group Bible study, we became really close friends with, and they've kept in touch with us and supported us as we've been doing ministry in the UK. And just recently their son, who is also a TMS grad, has started pastoring a church, close to here out in Post Falls, and they came up to visit him. And they knew that we were up here too, so they came up to visit us and brought us a meal.
Nice.
So you just make really sweet connections. And yeah. I think just kind of off the back of what you said and that story, is just to remember seminarians, they need the support of the local church too. Their regular local church,
yeah.
Husbands, wives, parents, they need to be around other parents who can encourage them and build them up. I think there's kind of a danger that you kind of put seminarians in their own separate category, like they're going to be pastors one day, they're kind of learning all these things in the classroom. But no, they need friendships, they need relationships, they need support, they need discipling, they need mentors and all of those things.
Yeah, I say this to my students all the time. It's actually pretty easy to learn your theology. I mean, in comparison, you read some books, you organize your thinking. It's really hard to change your life. And you need you need the theology, and then you need examples, and then you need just people who are wise to say, why are you saying that way to your wife? Why aren't you paying attention to your kids this way? Why do you always want to talk about theology but not talk about the areas where you're a jerk? You know, like that's why the church is so important, mm-hmm. because that character formation and that godliness comes in the context of real relationships. So we want you to join in, you know, as you're listening to Faith Bible Church, we want you to join in and own the families that come. Pray for them, pick a family, befriend a family, because that will actually have as much impact on their long-term ministry as what we do in the classroom. It's crucial that churches raise up pastors. What would you say as a reason why it's good for a church to have a seminary, Ian?
as a church, we need to ensure that in this generation and in coming generations, that the truth continues to be preached in churches and taught, and that the Great Commission keeps happening, and that God keeps working through people. So,
what will happen is that the church often, for many, becomes a business. Like we want to see sinners saved, and we want to see as many sinners saved as possible. And we think like the world, like the pervasive problem in the American church is a desire to win people to Jesus through means that are normally marketing and business. Mm-hmm. And that just changes all the time. And largely it's because people want to bypass the theological and life training that in-depth study of the word is, which seminary can provide. A church can provide it too, but it's got to provide a seminary-like atmosphere. Well, we're able to wed those both together.
The Lord, he's working on the earth right now through the church. So we want the churches that are on this planet to have leaders who are equipped with the truth, that they can rightly handle the word of truth and preach it and teach it accurately in order to train and equip and encourage their members.
As we look forward, we have the seminary convocation. We have Dr. Busnitz coming, and we're excited to hear him. He's going to encourage the students to be faithful in ministry, and we're going to pray. That's largely the reason why we're gathering, and you get to meet the seminary students. So we would encourage you to join us at 6 p.m. And if you like to have fun, do people like to have fun, Ian? I think you said so.
Yeah, they told us they did this morning.
Yeah, they like to have fun. That we're going to have snacks, fellowship. It should be a great time for your family. Join us on Sunday night. Thanks, Ian, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to talk to Ian about what we're doing at the Master Seminary. And we would encourage you, as you're hearing this, hopefully you're hearing it early enough in the week, we really would love a lot of you to show up and encourage the seminarians to pray for them. The showing up is part of that ownership of helping them grow in their faith and be trained in their faith to proclaim. So we look forward to seeing you on Sunday.